Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Our competence comes from God. He has made us competent. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5 to 6. Insecurity can push you over the sideline. When you feel like you're unqualified and unworthy of winning, self-doubt can cause you to sabotage your chances at success. That's because it's impossible to live for very long on a level that's inconsistent with how you see yourself. And one of the biggest problems with insecurity is that it's almost impossible to acknowledge. So you don't deal with it and overcome it. Generally, you're afraid that an admission of vulnerability will make you look weak in other people's eyes, or fire up your critics and hand others an advantage over you. Insecurity makes you keep others at a distance. It means living without the wisdom and support of the very people whose input can help you to succeed. Bottom line, you have a hard time trusting other people because you have a hard time trusting yourself. It's not a new phenomenon. Several thousand years ago, Zophar said to Job, "In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress." Note the word distress, then think of the word stress. Your insecurity will whisper, "If people really knew me, they wouldn't love me, respect me, follow me, invite me, or invest in me." So what's the answer? Paul has it, and he writes, "Not that we are competent to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent." The first step to overcoming insecurity is to draw your self-worth from God and learn to see yourself through His eyes. And you can only do that by spending time with Him in prayer and reading His word each day.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.